We're not going to do breathing exercises. We're not going to do self-realization. We're not going to do Hindu. We're not going to do Buddhism. We're not going to do Tao. We're not going to do anything like that. We're not going to do anything which is defined, which is a predisposed idea from the past. We're not going to do any of that, but rather we're going to let all go. Let go all inhibitions. Let go all limitations of who we think we are. We are higher than Jesus. We are higher than the greatest cosmic Allah. We are higher than anything. That fundamental aspect, consciousness. That golden center is the highest. There is only one golden center, one golden shining Krishna. But get away from that limitation, even also, that name, that preconceived definition. There is one self. And that self is not who we think it to be. Okay, so again, relax all the tension in your body and become completely still, letting your mind become completely still as your attention moves from the lower personality up to the higher, true ego, and even higher, the monad. Within our core lies God in the center, in consciousness. In that golden core is God, the One, Infinite, all-encompassing love. But let's get over these words and this mind game also. Let's let go of those words, love, hate, all-encompassing, not all-encompassing, let them go. Those limitations, those dualistic limitations, those are not you. Those are not self. Those are mental constructions. Let down the mental constructions and mind becomes a pure, naked mirror. That mirror then can catch the light of the self. And expand and radiate outward. That mirror is you. You are a mirror. Not the reflections, but that which reflects. completely still now as though a statue. Let's gently bring our attention to the area in between our eyes, just very gently. Going to strain or try to do anything. We're just going to gently bring our attention there. Just gently place our mental focus there without trying whatsoever. And imagine that you are breathing in white light from above through this third eye. Exhale the light downwards into the heart. Inhale the third eye downwards into the heart and exhale, collecting there in the heart as latent fire energy, as collected aggregate fire energy which is being pulled to the core by a centripetal force. As you exhale, as you inhale, a cyclical force, a spiraling of energy comes from the cosmos through the top of your head, through the third eye, as you inhale, and you exhale, again it goes out where it is caught into the centripetal center gathering motion of the heart. Two spirals, one coming down from above, and another in and out, bringing the energy horizontally around to the heart. So one is a vertical spiral, one is a horizontal spiral. Into the third eye, out to the heart. Into the third eye, out to the heart. You don't need to strain too hard to envision or mentally try to see the spiraling, but rather just kind of be with your awareness as you inhale in the third eye. And exhale, bringing your awareness to the heart. Inhale with your awareness of the third eye. Exhale with your awareness of the heart. sure that you release all the tension in your body so that there is no tension whatsoever. Okay, now we are going to begin to envision that as we breathe down this light, inhale, it goes through our whole body from the crown to the feet. And as you exhale, it goes around you in a spherical form, so around your whole body in a sphere and back to your crown. So you inhale, energy comes from all directions through the top of your head. You inhale through your body, feel it going through your body, and you exhale out through your base again, through the bottom of your feet, or through your spine, or wherever that you're sitting, through your base, and around, and again through to the top of your head, forming a cyclical flow of energy. So inhaling down through our body, and exhaling around, forming a sphere. Inhaling through the body, around, forming a sphere. Exhale, inhaling through the body, and exhaling around, forming a sphere. You can envision this in your mind if you wish. You may begin to see this motion. Okay, now we're going to switch it up. So we're going to breathe it in through the bottom and up through our body and out the top and around again and through the bottom of our feet, up through our bodies, out, forming a sphere around ourselves, up the vertical column again, out through the top of our head, around through the feet, up the body, out, exhaling out, around, inhaling up through the body, exhaling out, around, clearing out all the malign psychic energy, clearing out all emotional anguish, clearing out all worry, clearing out all static, stagnant energy. Presenting a fresh, clear energy. this field which is around us. It is mind. It is the field of energy around the sparks of our mind, creating a vacuum, creating an egg, an auric egg. This energy, which is mental energy, which is mind, is constantly being drawn through us and spread out all throughout all of creation and drawn through us again, because we are as space, we are one, there is only one. So as you inhale, you are drawing in the essence of all mind and exhaling the essence of your own mind onto the essence of all mind. And inhaling again the essence of all mind, and exhaling again your essence upon all mind. And in this way, evolution progresses. In this way, the field of reality knows itself. Another word for the field of reality is the self. This is self, this is all self, more subtle than air. That we have created both of these flows, let us imagine both of them overlaid on top of one another. So as we inhale, the energy goes through us from above and below. We exhale and it goes around us, forming two interlocking globes. Inhale and it goes through us again, and we exhale, the energy swirls all around us and around all the cosmos. Inhale, the energy goes through us, from the crown and from the root to the crown and to the root. Exhale, around us. Inhale, through us. Exhale, around us. Inhale, through us. You might want to do a little slower than that, though. Inhale. Exhale. Don't worry about imagining it too much, just feel the motion. Because your essence is first expressed as a motion of air. Become still and let this motion flow on its own. As it always has done and as it always will do.
Prachodayat. prachodayat.
Shinvave.
As I intone this mantra, imagine a pentacle reaching from the top of your head to both shoulders and both of your feet. Beginning with the yod, we move from the left foot to hey, the left shoulder, sheen, the top, the head, vav, the right shoulder, and the final hey ends on the right foot. Yod, hey, sheen, vav, hey. Again, forming a pentacle, a five-pointed star. Imagine, feel the vibrations of these Hebrew letters on the areas which they correspond to. Yod, left foot. Hey, left shoulder. Sheen, top of the head. Vav, right shoulder. Hey, right foot. Yod, hey, sheen, vav. When you put the letters Yod, Hey, Shin, Vav, Hey together, you get Yehoshua. When you Englishize Yehoshua, you get Jesus. The word means Messiah, Krishna. It means the perfection of the five elements which stream into you. Five manifest energies of the threefold Trinity. Let's move now the energy through to our feet. We're going to bring the energy down into the earth. Inhale energy up to your heart. Exhale down to the center of the earth. And then inhale energy from the center of the earth up to your heart. Exhale energy down to the center of the earth. Inhale up from the center of the earth into your heart. Exhale down to the center of the earth. Gently bring your awareness to the base of the spine. The personality ray, that lower aspect of the Trinity, is always gathering to itself latent fire energy. That latent fire energy is stored at the base of the spine. As you inhale, feel the energy being gathered into the core. Feel the centripetal motion throwing the fire into the core. Throwing a fourth dimensional energy into the core to be expressed in physicality. And as you exhale, that energy flows out up your spine and through to your whole body. Inhale up, inhale and then exhale up through the spine. Inhale, gathering through this centripetal center gathering motion, fire to the base of the spine. And exhale up the spine to the whole body. Inhale and gather the fire. Exhale and expel the flame. the sparks of fire come into existence. You exhale and they are blown all about your body. Gathered by the centripetal force of the rotary energy of the personality ray. And blown about by the centrifugal energy motion of the personality ray. This motion is as natural as breathing. This centrifugal and centripetal gathering and expelling of energy is as natural as breathing. Your body knows how to do it. You are doing it all the time. But when we consciously do it, we can begin to do it on higher planes. Make sure that your spine is straight, relaxed, but not crooked and not rigid. The base of the spine and exhaling up the spine. Feel this flow now feeding into the back of your brain. serpents meet and wrap around the brain. Remember that just as this animating electric force enters into the base matter of your physical body at the spine, so we must also be that element of electrical activity which enters into the norm, the objective world of those we experience around us. The base matter of their lives must be penetrated by these electric sparks, and it will, in silence, in stillness, without trying.